Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Krisos, and we are up to parakei, Mishnah Vav. Chaticha shel chaylev v'chaticha shel kodesh. Let's say you have one chaticha of chaylev, which you're chayv chatos for if you eat, and one chaticha of kodesh, which would be a violation of me'ilah. Achlas achas men v'nidu as a menachal. You ate one of them, but you don't know which one, so you don't know which avera you violated. So maybe Hashem talu, you bring an Hashem talu, because you might have done an avera that carries with it a chayv chatos. Achlas hashniyah, if you then ate the second one, maybe Chatos v'yashem vaday. Then you bring a chatos plus an ashem vaday. Chatos for the chaylev and ashem vaday for the kodesh. Achal esurishanu ba'acher v'achal esushni. If one guy ate the first one, another guy came and ate the second one. Zemei v'yashem tali v'zemei v'yashem tali. The Tanakhama says each of them brings an ashem tali because each of them might have eaten the chaylev. Rabbi Shimon Omer shneim avim chatos v'yashem, that they both bring a chatos and an ashem together, and they make it tonight that whichever one of us is ate the kodesh is this asham me'ilos is for him, and whichever one of us ate the chaylev, this chatos is for him. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein shnayim mevim chatos v'asham. No, two people can't bring one chatos and one asham with it tonight. You only bring an asham if you know for sure that you did the avera. You only bring a chatos if you know for sure that you did the avera. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, chaticha shel chaylev v'chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. Let's say you have one chaticha of regular chaylev, which is chiv chatos, and another one which is chaylev and kodesh, which is both chatos and mi'ila. Achlas achas men v'nidu'as menachal. If you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate. Maybe chatos, you bring karmel chatos because maybe you ate the regular chaylev. Rabbi, and it's true you might have violated mi'ila, but according to the Tanakhama, there's no asham talui for safek mi'ila. Rabbi Akiva Omer, maybe asham talui that you bring an asham talui as well because there is an asham talui for safek mi'ila. Is Rabbi Akiva the shitaso? We've seen already several times. Achlas if he then eats the second piece, maybe shtei chatos v'ashem vaday. So then it's two korbanos chatos because he ate two pieces of chaylev and one ashem vaday because one of them was kodesh. Achal echad esurishanu ba'acher v'achal esashniyah. If one guy ate the first piece and then another guy ate the second piece, zem mevi chatos. Each one for sure has to bring a korban chatos because each one ate a piece of chaylev, but one of them ate something that was me'ila as well. But you don't bring an Hashem Talui because you don't bring an Hashem Talui for a Safi Mi'ila. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zem Mevi Hashem Talui, Zem Mevi Hashem Talui. Each one also violated a Safi Mi'ila, so that each one brings an Hashem Talui. Again, Rabbi Akiva Lashita, so that there's an Hashem Talui for a Safi Mi'ila. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zechatos Vezechatos. That each one brings a Chatos because they each definitely ate Chaylev, Vishnei Mevim Hashem Echad. And they both bring one Hashem Mi'ilos together, and they make it tonight that whichever one violated the Me'ilah, this one it counts for. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shnayim Mevin Hashem Echad. Rabbi Yossi again predictably says that no, two people don't bring a single Hashem because neither one knows that they're the ones that's Chayiv in the Hashem. So to review, in the today Mishnah Vav, we said if you have one piece of Chaylev, one piece of Kodesh, and you don't know which one of them you ate, you bring an Hashem Talui. If you ate both of them, one after the other, you bring a Chatas and an Hashem Vaday. If one guy ate one piece, the other one ate the second piece, each one brings an Hashem Talui according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon says no, together they bring a Chatas and an Hashem, and Rabbi Yossi says no, you can't join together to cover your Sveikos, as he consistently says. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said if one of the pieces was Chelev and the other was both Chelev and Kodesh, and you ate one of them but don't know which one, you bring according to the Tanakhama a Chatas, and according to Rabbi Akiva also an Hashem Talui. If you ate the second one as well, you bring two chatos and an Hashem Vaday. If one guy ate one and the other guy ate the other one, so Tanakhama says each one brings a carbon chatos. Rabbi Akiva says each one brings an Hashem Talui as well, and Rabbi Shimon says that they each bring carbon chatos, but they join together to bring a carbon Hashem. And Rabbi Yossi says no, you cannot join together to bring a single Hashem because you have to know for sure that you did the Avera in order to bring an Hashem. Okay, but from next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Ches.